Yesterday, I interviewed Republican presidential candidate John McCain, and he said this: failure is catastrophe. Failure is genocide. Failure means we come back. Failure means they follow us home. What if he's right? What if he's right, and what you're proposing, and a lot of Democrats are proposing, results in genocide in Iraq?
Well, look, what you have right now is chaos in Iraq. After having spent hundreds of billions of dollars, after seeing close to 3,200 lives lost, what you now see is chaos, and there's no end in sight. Now, John McCain may believe that it's an option for us to maintain an indefinite occupation of Iraq, regardless of what happens in terms of the politics within Iraq, so that we're every year sending $100 billion over to Iraq, so that every year we're seeing hundreds or thousands of young Americans dying, so that we continue to see a deterioration of America's standing in the world. I don't think that serves the best interests of the United States, and I don't think it will ultimately result in the kind of stabilization in Iraq that's necessary. Now, these are judgment calls. I don't question John McCain's sincerity in believing that the approach that he wants to take, which is essentially a continuation of the Bush policies over the last 6 years, are the right ones to take.
If you're president of the United States in January 2009, and the situation is basically the same in Iraq as it is right now, what would be your immediate first steps?
Well, the bill that I put in, I think...
But assuming that bill doesn't go anywhere.
No, but I think it, assuming that things are the same, I think the same dynamic will be at work, which is to say we're going to pull out our combat troops out of Iraq in a phased, systematic way. That we continue to provide the Iraqi government with logistical and training support, that we have those forces over the horizon to respond to crises that spill over into the remainder of the region, and most importantly, we have an aggressive diplomatic initiative with those countries in the region to make sure that we are part of a broader conversation about how can we stabilize Iraq and stabilize the region.
You're president of the United States. 15 American sailors and Marines are captured by Iranians, the Revolutionary Guard in the northern Persian Gulf, and they're held. What do you do?
Well, I think that the British obviously are taking the prudent steps that are required, sending a strong, unequivocal message to the Iranians that they have to release these British soldiers. I think that they are handling it in the appropriate way. You know, my sense is that the Iranians are going to stand down fairly soon. But one of the obligations of the commander-in-chief is to make sure that our troops are protected wherever they are projected around the world.
So if they were to hold them, let's say, for 444 days, Iranians have held Americans hostage for a long period of time, what, do you just let them be held there?
No, you don't. I think you take firm action to make sure that those troops are returned.
You want to be specific?
I think that it's important to say that all options, including military, would be on the table in such a circumstance.